A Horse's Tale by Mark Twain. Soldier Boy privately to himself, I am Buffalo Bill's horse. I have spent my life under his saddle with him in a two, and he is good for 200 pounds, without his clothes, and there is no telling how much he does weigh when he is out on the warpath, and has his batteries belted on. He is over 6 feet, is young, hasn't an ounce of waste flesh, is straight, graceful, springy in his motions, quick as a cat, and has a handsome face, and black hair dangling down on his shoulders, and is beautiful to look at, and nobody is braver than he is, and nobody is stronger, except myself. Yes, a person that doubts that he is fine to see should see him in his beaded buckskins, on my back and his rifle peeping above his shoulder, chasing a hostile trail, with me going like the wind and his hair streaming out behind from the shelter of his broad slouch. Yes, he is a sight to look at then, and I'm part of it myself. I am his favorite horse, out of dozens. Big as he is, I have carried him 81 miles between nightfall and sunrise on the scout, and I am good for 50, day in and day out, and all the time. I am not large, but I am built on a business basis. I have carried him thousands and thousands of miles on scout duty for the army, and there's not a gorge, nor a pass, nor a valley, nor a fort, nor a trading post, nor a buffalo range in the whole sweep of the Rocky Mountains and the Great Plains that we don't know as well as we know the bugle calls. He is chief of scouts to the army of the frontier, and it makes us very important. In such a position, as I hold in the military service, one needs to be of good family, and possess an education much above the common to be worthy of the place. I am the best educated horse outside of a hippodrome, everybody says, and the best mannered. It may be so, it is not for me to say. Modesty is the best policy, I think. Buffalo Bill taught me the most of what I know, my mother taught me much, and I taught myself the rest. Lay a row of moccasins before me: Pawnee, Sioux, Shoshone, Cheyenne, Blackfoot, and as many other tribes as you please, and I can name the tribe every moccasin belongs to by the make of it. Name it in horse talk, and could do it in American if I had speech.